It's located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church Radio broadcast already in progress.
Maybe it will come back to me. Amen. And I'm going to try to remember so that when I finish preaching, I'll mention what it was. But just in case I forget, amen, y'all got to give it to me. Amen. I'm almost. Amen. Praise God if you have your Bibles. I want you to turn with me, and I like that song that they sang, that last song about the door. Amen. What was the name of that song again? Jesus Will Open Doors. I don't know if they knew that I was going to be preaching about the door today. Praise God. Turn with me to John chapter 10. And I want to read three verses of scripture. John chapter 10. I want to look at verse 7, 8, and 9. Amen. Listen at the words recorded by the gospel writer John, words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He says, "Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Can I talk to you all this morning for just a little while about the value of the door? Turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, oh neighbor, there is value in the door." Amen. When we speak of value and the value of something, praise God, we speak in terms of what it is worth. Am I right? Jesus says in our text this morning that he is the door of the sheep. And since he is the door, and not just any door, praise God, he is valuable beyond imagination. Praise God. You see, our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ had made seven I am statements throughout the gospel writings of John. Let me just go ahead and mention all of them. There are seven. Praise God. He said that I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection. He says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then he finished it up by talking about our church over there on Broadway Street. I am the true vine. Praise God. And then he ends it by saying that I am the door of the sheep. Amen. You see, it is by no surprise that there are seven I am statements that are written in this text, in the book of John. You see, because that number seven represents something. It represents spiritual completeness. It represents perfection. Praise God. And Jesus, praise God, was, still is, and always will be perfection. Therefore, it makes him what? Very valuable. Praise God. Praise God. Y'all going to catch on to it in a minute. Who am I talking about here as the door? You know, when I look at doors, I was putting some things together here, and I was looking at some doors, and I believe that I'm safe to say that doors are necessary for any enclosure. I believe they're necessary. I believe they are. You see, if I remember when we were getting ready to have this church built, and the fire marshal came through here, and he said, y'all don't have enough doors here. And so as a result of that, we had to put a door on that side. Y'all remember that? Praise God. So doors are very, very valuable, because if we had gone on and built this church without putting that door, and the fire marshal would have come through here, there's no doubt in my mind, he would have said, I think we warned you about this, but you didn't take heed to what we say. So now you're going to have to tear a hole through that wall and put a door over there. So doors are necessary, praise God, for any enclosure. See, doors are elaborate. Some doors are simple. Some doors are ornate and intricate, while other doors are just plain, simply functional. Praise God. Doors have been made from almost every material known to man. Praise God. There are some doors that's made out of stone. Praise God. There are doors that are made out of wood. There are doors that are made out of glass. There are doors that are made out of various material. There are doors that are made out of bamboo, Deacon Robinson. Praise God. There are doors that are made out of plastic. Praise God. And thank God we found out that there are some doors that are made out of fiberglass. Praise God, hallelujah. Somebody going to catch that in a minute. And there are some other doors. There are many other doors. Doors have handles. Doors have hinges. Doors have removable panels or screens. Doors are knockers. There are peepholes in some doors, so that if somebody come and knock at your door, you have an opportunity to look and see who it is. Praise God. Not only that, there are some doors that come with locks, and there are some doors that come with no locks. Amen. I'm talking about doors this morning. Praise God. There are doors of various kinds. There are screen doors. Amen. There are storm doors. There are front doors. There are back doors. There are garage doors. There are side doors to our homes and things like that. There are doors to each one of our rooms. And if you happen to live in one of those portions of the world, praise God, if you have a cellar, there are cellar doors. Praise God. And not only that, amen, there are doors to our vehicles so that we can get out and we can get in. And for some of y'all that got a few rags, praise God, there are some closet doors. I'm just trying to paint a picture here, praise God. So we see this familiarity of this door idea is exactly what Jesus had in mind when he told his followers and those Pharisees who are around that, I am the door of the sheep. Now, building on all that we know about doors and their functionality, we can see what Jesus was trying to say about himself and God's kingdom. And as I examine the doors, I see three distinct functions of the door. Praise God, first of all, the door is for coming and going. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor, doors are for coming and they're made for going. You see, Jesus makes this plain in John chapter 10, verse 9. Let me read it again. He says that, I am the door. And he said, by me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved. Not that they might. He said he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out, praise God, and he shall find pasture. In other words, you see, mankind is looking for a way to eternal life. Jesus is the way one comes into God's kingdom. Praise God. He says this because so many have claimed to have the true avenue, the true way into God. Praise God. But I must remind those who think that they have another way. I got to remind you what Solomon said. Solomon, the wisest man to ever walk the face of the earth until Jesus Christ came along. Praise God, says something in Proverbs, and he mentions it twice because he wanted to make sure that we got the message. Praise God, in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, and you turn, just flip if you want to Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25, you're going to find these words. He said it almost identical. Look what he says. He said, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Praise God. In other words, there is a way. Praise God. And now a whole bunch of people think that they got a way. Amen. Can I remind you of some of them? Amen. Confucius has a way. Uh-huh. Yeah, Buddha has a way. Yeah. Praise God. This one has a way, but there is only one way. Yeah. And Jesus Christ said in John chapter 14, verse 6, he said that I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And he says that no man comes unto the Father, praise God, what? But by me. Praise God. Some may be wondering why Jesus had to remind his disciples and the religious leader of this day, praise God, that he is the door, praise God. In order for you to understand that, you would have to go back and read chapter 9. Praise God. Anybody familiar, any Bible readers in here familiar what happened in chapter 9 of John's gospel? Praise God. In chapter 9, let me just bring you up to speed. Praise God. Since I can't, it's hard for me to stand here. I got to walk. In chapter 9, you will find that there was a man who was born blind from his birth. His disciples asked him, said, now, Lord, tell us, did this man sin? Did his man sin or did his parents sin? And what did Jesus tell him? He said, no, neither one of them has sinned. He was born like this so that my power can be shown. So what he did, he healed the man. Praise God. Just on the Sabbath day. Praise God. Y'all know how religious folks are. Amen. Oh, Lord, I was getting ready to say something. Amen. Y'all know how religious folks are. See, religious folks want you to make sure you dot every I, cross every T based upon what they think is right, what they think is their way. Praise God. And they got so mad when they asked the man, praise God, he said, now, how did you become healed? Amen. The man said, well, look, he said that he told me he made some spit, put some spit on the ground, mixed it up with some mud, slapped it on my eyes, told me to go wash at the pool of Siloam. I did exactly what he told me to do. And when I went to the Siloam, praise God, I come back seeing. Praise God. They said, well, no. They didn't even believe him. Guess what they did? They went and got his mama and his daddy. They said, now, mama and daddy, is this your son? Is this your son? And the mama and daddy looked at and said, yeah, that's him. We recognize him. Amen. How we was able to see? We cannot answer that. Praise God. They say you're going to have to ask him that because he's old enough to speak for himself. And when they finally got it, praise God, they said, now we understand that you were the one that was born blind. Praise God. But tell us how you can see now. And all he'd give them the same testimony. Praise God. I tell everybody all the time, I think you give radio broadcast this morning. Praise God, it's good not to lie. Because if you lie, you're going to forget it. Amen.